You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, happy Tuesday. Welcome back again. Great show today. I just want to tell you guys that, you know, everyone always thinks it's the male that is the aggressor when it comes to hunting down other women, you know, like they're their prey. But sometimes, guys, it's the women, you know, and a lot of times people don't realize that they bite off more than they can chew as far as relationship goes. I had a guy that asked me a question. He wanted to come on the show. I think he still will come on the show today. But he wanted to know, can a married woman be married and have a male friend as her friend? A lot of people don't understand the meaning of friend. Friend is usually more than a friend. And today, that's what causes a lot of issues in relationships, especially domestic violence relationships. So we're going to touch base on those situations today and to see, you know, other people's thoughts on that and how it makes sense in a relationship, you know. And I think sometimes, especially with the new era of video games, you know, social media, nowadays people want to person that's going to pay them some attention. And usually a lot of these side friends come in and they actually take the place of that human body that's been attacked, you know, by the alien spaceships of video games and social media. Everything today is social media, and people get so wrapped up on social media, they forget about their human life at home with their loved ones, and not realizing that they're taking away some time, you know, time that needs to be equally put in into the relationship. And sometimes when people, you know, get caught up with social media, the other person goes drifting off and, you know, things like this go wrong. So can a married woman have a male friend and he becomes her friend? Myself being married, I have a great husband at home, but if he was the guy that would drift on social media and not have time to talk to me, I could see myself having a friend as well, because I like to, you know, I like to have companionship. And if for some reason that companionship changes, then I might be, you know, get a little lonely, need someone to talk to type of situation. So this is how things can go ultimately wrong in a relationship or marriage, much less, you know. And this particular gentleman, his name is Mr. B, who should be calling in today. He actually had a domestic situation with this married woman where he threw her in a window because he was dodging a blow from her. And that situation could have went totally wrong, you know. And, you know, now he has questions like, did this relationship even make sense? Probably didn't, because if she's a married woman, she's actually somebody else's wife. And first of all, bad enough that Mr. B is sleeping with her. But then Mr. B is also having a domestic situation with another man's wife. And as odd as that may sound, because that's kind of crazy, guys, for, you know, a married woman to have a domestic with a man that she's not even married to, and she's already married. Not just married and separated, because there is a difference, okay? But the whole marriage thing and respecting the boundaries, come on, guys, you can do a lot better. All these single women out here, you have to go choose the married woman who potentially could cause you some harm, because in these type of situations, the man can find out, and guess what? He's on a rampage to kill at this point. You know, there was a situation in Philadelphia that just happened a few days ago where a man that was 60, the wife is 55. From what I'm understanding, she was a loving school teacher, but she was having a relationship outside of her marriage, from what I was being told. And she told the husband, listen, I just want out. I'm done. I'm done here. What does he do? He loses his mind because he finds out about the guy. He can't find the guy because the guy has went into hiding. Okay. What happens a lot of times, the guys go into hiding because they don't want to fight with anybody. They're like, I don't want to fight over her. I wasn't trying to keep her, sir. I only borrowed her. You know, I borrowed her to give her back. So it's no need for us to fight. So that's the situation that happened. And this boyfriend goes into hiding, and the 55-year-old woman, she gets gunned down. She's running down the street. She's yelling, help, help. Someone dial 911. This maniac is trying to kill me. And what do you know? He shoots her 3 times in her chest, and he basically kills his wife. And to top it all off, he humbly walks away with his gun still in his hand. The gun tip is blowing smoke, by the way. So this is how it's so easy for these things to happen. You know, I had a friend of mine, it was in the paper. Her name was Tanya Worthy a few years back, and her last name is correctly spelled W-O-R-T-H-Y. Another domestic situation where she had a boyfriend. He was locked up. There's nothing wrong with being locked up, guys. Let's just clear that for the air. He was a guy that was incarcerated. He got out after doing his time. He wanted to be in a relationship again with her and collect his items that she had in his house, which, you know, in situations like that, just give the person what they want. It's not yours. Give them their belongings. That's not how that went down. She has a new boyfriend. New boyfriend is living in the house that the guy bought for her prior to being incarcerated. And then he gets out, he shows up at the house. She pulls into the driveway. The guy's waiting on her. Like, didn't I tell you I wanted to be with you and come back home? And she's like, no, no, no. The boyfriend that she has, the new guy, runs out of the house, sees what's going on. And the silly coward, yes, silly coward, he runs in the house and locks the door. True story, guys. True story, okay? It made the papers. He locks the door. She can't get in the house. She's fumbling for keys. The boyfriend blows her brains out in her garage, throws her body in the car, and then hauls her off to a deserted area and burns the car with her body in it. The scared boyfriend in the house, he dials 911 because he's petrified. He's like, are you kidding me? I'm not going out there. You know, this was his statement. I'm not going out there to fight for her. She's just someone I was just dealing with. That's that man's girlfriend, and I'm in this man's house. And it was a deadly situation. It was a very, very bad situation. All because people don't know how to walk away. And I can say that, you know, if a guy is like entertaining a married woman, you know, look, back off, because things could go ultimately wrong. You're thinking, you know, I met her, she's married, or not even married, guys and ladies. Sometimes it could just be a relationship. And then what do you know? The guy is like disgruntled. He's not happy. He's miserable. He's feeling down. He doesn't feel like he can, you know, date anybody else because his self-esteem is in the gutter. So he's more like, you know, I'm going to get my woman back by all means necessary. And whatever I have to do, I'm going to do it. So people don't be in the right frame of mind when these things happen. So it's better to know what you're getting yourself involved with and not get involved. And I'll tell you another real story. Someone I know was involved with a lady, right? She has a boy. Well, she has a boyfriend. The boyfriend was actually beating her to a pulp. You know, she was sleeping out. You know, she was doing all kind of crazy things. Passed on an STD to the boyfriend. And real story, guys. Real, and I know the characters of this story. You know, this woman is like sleeping with guys and not disclosing that she's even in another relationship with probably a cold killer, you know? So people don't even know if you're going into a situation where people are not being truthful from the beginning, and that can find you in another bad spot. And then one day the lady says to him, hey, and mind you guys, after her sleeping out, sleeping around with him, by the way, having unprotected sex, she says, you never asked me if I had a boyfriend. And he's saying, I didn't think I had to. I thought we were, you know, together, being as though we took the next step of courtship. This is how easy things can go down the wrong road. And by the way, women always say, oh, the guy is lying. He's not telling the truth. It's now the women who have turned the tables on the men who are not being truthful. They're lying. They're getting pregnant. They don't know who the baby father is. So they're blaming anybody and everybody who's had their hand in the cookie jar. Another real story, guys, a guy, he's a disgruntled older guy now. His mom was, you know, hanging around with a lot of guys at a factory. One of them got her pregnant. The last guy that had his hands in the cookie jar, guess what? He became the baby's daddy. And now you got this grown man that is scorned for life because he never knew his dad. And as he got older, you know, you can only imagine. He's just a mental wreck right now because he had no closure. And by the way, guys, he had no closure because it's more like, well, why didn't he ask his mom? Which he should have. And the mother, you would have thought, would have been truthful. But back in those olden days, because he's older, he's a real old guy. You know, back in those olden days, everything was kept a secret because it was more so Papa had like 20 kids. And the wife had to accept it because he was the breadwinner. So, you know, it's a lot going on behind the scenes of those olden but golden days, as they call them. So, you know, a lot of people, they have a lot of secrets, you know, and too bad for him that he grew up being a scorned guy. So, you know, a lot of things can happen when people are scorned because now they get into these relationships. And a very true statement was said to me, and I had to think about it. People are not damaged from their adulthood. People are damaged from their childhood, if that makes any sense to you. Because things that people go through in their childhood, if they don't get the proper help and seek proper remedies, it actually lapses over to their adulthood. So you got this damaged, broken individual. You're saying, how did I end up with a person that's damaged and messed up mentally? Because they were damaged as kids. And unfortunately, you cannot change or make them new or make them whole ever in life again. As you guys can remember, I had my own story to tell. And I was also trying to fix a broken cup. I won't even say glass because a glass is just too fragile for that situation. It was a cup because when people get, you know, abused when they're young, that cup, it has a better hold because they're very stiff. They're very solid. And then when you finally break it, it's like it doesn't even shatter. It's like one solid piece here, one solid piece there. It is really a mess, okay? Because you're like, I can glue this back together. You ever tried that? You ever tried to, you know, glue a mug that you broke? It's your favorite coffee mug or teacup. You're like, I can save this cup. And then you know, you glue it back together. And eventually, after you wash it a few times, what happens? The glue unfolds and it's broken again. It's the same thing as life, guys. It's better to know that, you know, you can't fix things. They say if it's not broke, don't fix it. That's the same thing that goes to life, because these type of situations can really end up in a really messy situation. And like Mr. B, who's messing around with somebody's wife, this woman is a damaged woman. She's damaged goods, because here it is. She's throwing herself on this guy because she's looking for something that she didn't get in the marriage. Now this guy's in a domestic with her, you know, that could have ended very, very wrong, very wrong. Okay, because from my understanding, it was guns involved. It was threats being thrown around. And, you know, this guy is not a, he's not a guy that can, let's say, stand up for himself. He's not a bully. He's not a bullying type of guy where you can, you know, say, I'm going to punch you in your face and he's going to be like, all right, let's go. He's not that kind of guy. That's not the impression I got from speaking with him. But what I do know is when you get into these situations and they become domestic, now you're going to have a real problem. And for the women out there that believe that having a friend on the side, I'm not going to say it's not a bad idea in some situations, because in some situations you kind of need a friend because you're dealing with immaturity, okay, and you're dealing with someone who doesn't want to push forward. So sometimes you may need to go find a friend, you know, like a grown man to sit down and have an adult conversation with besides what's going on social media. Because a lot of that takes place, you know, they're laying in bed and he's like on his phone, like the three-year-olds playing on the phones nowadays with that one little finger. I know you guys seen that before. They got that one little finger and they're like, wow, the screen is moving. You know, that's a lot of these guys today, because I know people, okay? And I hear the stories and I'm saying to myself, are you kidding me? You know, here it is. You're a grown individual. Sometimes, you know, they're on the social media playing the, you know, the Lucky Charm games, bingo, poker, whatever it may be. But you have to put down that social media and pay attention to your other half, because if not, somebody's trash that you throw out will become somebody's treasure. So if you don't treasure what you have, guys, the trash will be the next come up for somebody. And then you're going to be sitting around. You're not going to be eating. You're going to be losing weight. You're going to be looking crazy. No haircut. You're going to be a distressed male at that point. Because now you don't only become a distressed male. You become a private investigator. You start following her. You start monitoring her phone calls, because you start saying, her pattern has changed. Something different about her. She doesn't even smell right when she walks in the door anymore. And that's because maybe she used the soap where she came from. You ever think about that? So don't get upset at the situation at hand. Think about, what have you done in the situation to lead this woman down the road of looking for a friend? Does anybody ever ask themselves that question? Because a lot of times people don't want to take responsibility of their own actions. They want to point that little pointer finger. You. You did this. You did that. You did this. I call that pointer finger a trigger finger. And trigger fingers are, it's shaped like a gun, actually. So that trigger finger is pointed at the person and your thumb is pointed at you. So when you're doing the pointing, you're really pointing at yourself, because you're hiding that inner guilt of what you're not doing to keep that situation at bay with the other 50% of what's needed from your spouse or your partner. And a lot of people lack when it comes to showing emotions, going out on dates, you know, keep the relationship alive. Because if you don't keep the relationship alive, there is a guy by the name of Mr. Earl. And guess what? He's waiting in the cut. Okay. He's waiting to cut that grass, you know, fix that lawn, keep it nice and prepped. Mr. Earl is going to do what it takes to keep your lawn watered with or without your permission. So people, wake up. Okay. This is 2022. And I say 2022 because 2021 is over. So you should be looking forward to 2022, making a new slate for yourself and saying, hey, listen, you know, I need to do things a little better. I need to make sure that I'm keeping home happy. You know what they say, happy wife, happy life. But if you want disruptions, you'll find Mr. Earl will come and he will disrupt your program. And then you're sneaking around. You're going crazy. You're hallucinating. You're like, oh no, I saw you talking to five different men. And why were you talking to those five men? Who are they? And I don't know any of them. So guys, listen, I have somebody calling in. Let's take the call from caller 801, 803. Is that Mr. B? Mr. B, are you there? Mr. B?
Hello?
Hey, Mr. B, how are you?
Doing good.
That's good. That's good. Mr. B, you had a question for quite a few people, and you wanted to know, can a married woman have a male friend that's a friend friend?
Yes, that was the question.
So were you the friend friend from the married woman?
I said yes.
Okay, and how did you feel being a friend friend?
As just a friend or just a friend friend?
The friend friend that you were.
My input is, I mean,
did you like being a friend friend? Like, you know, were you, you know, the side guy, you know, Mr., you know, wham bam, thank you, ma'am type of thing?
Well,
did you like being a side guy?
I mean, no, ma'am. I wouldn't like to be a side guy. I would love to be the main man.
So let me ask you, when this married woman said to you, listen, I'm unhappily married, I'm separated from my husband, I want you to cool off my pipes, you know, treating you like a plumber type of guy. Like, what did you say initially? Did you go along with it? Did you say, hey, I would like that? Or what did you do?
Now, if a married woman, I'll put it this way. If a married woman asks me a question, now, 99.9%, I would say yes, if she's kind of like separated or divorced, I would, but if she don't ask, okay, but if she don't ask me or let me know that she's married or nothing, and then if me and her cool each other off, or either if me and her talking on a high level, well, I would say it's kind of like a 99 for me.
So how did you feel being like the side guy?
I mean, nah. I wouldn't be no side guy. If I can't be the main man, then she wouldn't have to have a side guy. But I can say this right here. But if the main man ain't treating her good and ain't doing nothing right by her, and she want to talk to me, and she want to get with me and everything, and all the above, well, I say, well, we can talk and we can see where it goes.
But Mr. B, you know, you said before when we had a conversation that you were a side guy for a married woman.
I mean, only thing I can say about that is, if the woman is not happy, and then she wanna talk to me, and if she wanna take it onto a higher level, then I would have told her I'm cool with it. I'm good with it.
Then I would have said,
okay, we can talk.
Even if she was a married woman and she says, listen, I'm married, but I'm unhappy. Can we have like a little fling? You would say, okay.
I would say, okay, yes.
Okay. So, Mr. B, thanks for calling in today. And we'll have you back on the show.
Well,
thank you for calling in today. And we'd like to have you back on the show.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Gee, I tell you, that was Mr. B and hilarious. Oh, my gosh. So, Mr. B, I don't know why he was evading answering the questions from our previous conversation of him being the side guy, but I did finally get it out of him that, sure, I'll be the side guy if that's our agreement. You know, unbelievable, unbelievable. So guys, listen, I hope you heard that. That's Mr. B. So can you imagine you're ignoring your other half and then she has to run into a guy like Mr. B and he's like very patient, taking his time with his words and, you know, very mild-mannered. He's like a really nice guy to some women, you know? So it's like... It's just a little weird that, you know, Mr. B was trying to evade. I guess he was, you know, shy to be on the air. I'm not sure. But he was evading answering the question about his role in that massacre that he was involved with, you know, the married woman. But, you know, I had another person calling in and for some reason they got dropped off because Mr. B was taking too long. And I'm kind of guessing it's guys like Mr. B who are smooth talkers. You know, they talk real slow, like, hey, you know, you're sexy, you're beautiful. They take a long time to get their words out. Caller is on. Caller, let's ask you this question. Hey, caller, how are you?
How you feeling today?
I'm fine. I wanted to ask you, can a married woman have a friend that becomes her friend? And are you married, by the way?
No, I'm not. I'm single.
Oh, you're single. So do you have a girlfriend? Yeah.
I got two baby moms. I got somebody that I talk to. We talk about having a relationship, getting married or something, but we just talk right now about it.
So what would you do if you found out that she has you and then, you know, she has someone else and she's like, oh, guess what? He's just my friend. And then you find out later he's a friend. Like, you know, Mr. Earl, like Mr. B that was on the line. What would you do? And do you believe in a woman having a friend, be it married or not?
I'm saying I don't think it's acceptable. I don't think it's cool. I would hope I wouldn't, like, trip out. But I'm saying I think the relationship would be over. Like, it wouldn't be no relationship. It wouldn't be no trust. If I'm just finding out late in a relationship about her friend.
Okay, so you don't think that people should have influence in relationships?
I'm sorry, I was staying outside. I can't hear you.
So you don't think it's appropriate for a female that's married or in a relationship to have a friend?
I don't think so. Not unless they was like, no, I'm saying I don't really think so. No, I can't find an answer to justify like saying yes. I can't see that. Because
I don't know too many women that would
be happy with their husband having a friend while he was married.
Okay. Well, caller, thank you for calling in. We really value your input.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Okay, and take care.
All right.
Okay, now that caller sound like a guy that would actually beat somebody's brains out because he was just too mild. Like, nope, I would be upset. I might lose it. I may, you know, hit her across the head with a stone. You know, listen, back in the olden but golden days, if you really look at some of those movies, people get stoned to death for like having friends. You know, Mr. B with his comfortable self, he sounded like he had his feet up on his couch, you know, listening to some Marvin Cease. Not Marvin Gaye, but Marvin Cease, you know, if anybody knows what that song is about. You know, he sounded like, you know, Mr. B sounded like he was the man. Like he's waiting in the cut, peeping through the window, kind of like Larry from Wife 215, you know, waiting on standby to steal her life and her husband, that kind of situation. Mr. B sounded like the guy with his feet up and he's ready to explore. You know, he evaded all of the questions. By the way, guys, he wouldn't make a great co-defendant if you got caught out there with him. So keep that in mind. Someone just sent me a message. Is Mr. B single and available? Mr. B is the side guy. Okay, guys. So let's just put that on the table. Mr. B is the make you feel good guy. Be it, you know, go out for some tea and crackers, a dinner. He doesn't sound like a dinner type of guy. He sounds like a guy that just wants to invite you over. You know, the hotel room is his bedroom, you know, at home with his parents. That's the kind of guy he sounded like to me. He didn't sound like a guy that is, you know, I got something to lose if someone tries to kill me. You know, I'm just going to have the conversation if she needs me to make her feel good. You know, she needs me to cool her off. That's what he said, not me, guys. A little bit of cooling off. If she needs cooling off, then come see Mr. B because Mr. B has, you know, the ice chips in his pants type of thing. So, guys, pay close attention to the words of Mr. B, because that is very serious. You know, I look at a lot of things as very serious. And when you have a guy that is cordially, you know, saying, hey, things are not working good. And we have a conversation about you and your relationship. And, you know, you become in agreement with, okay, Mr. B said he's down with the program. I could sneak to his house on my lunch break. I could sneak and say I'm going out with my girlfriends. And I'm really with Mr. B because Mr. B makes me feel good. So people get caught up in not paying attention to their other half. And when you think about it, it becomes very historical in someone's mind to do what they're supposed to do in that relationship because they're accustomed to, you know, playing the video games. They're accustomed to being on social media. You know, and a guy said, you know, when I asked him the question about a married woman having a friend, he said, technically, with the guy that's, you know, the big kid at home, really, you know, he says the woman could actually stop that. And I'm not sure if a woman could actually stop a man from playing his video games and, you know, on the social media. Because, you know, they're accustomed to doing things. They're programmed. And as you get into relationships with older people, they become set in their ways. And it's hard to change them. So you can't change them. You either have to stay in that situation or you have to safely bail out. And my guess would be if you're going to safely bail out of that situation, your best bet is to do it quietly. Because the guy may flip out if he finds out, wait a minute, I've been here playing this video game, professing my love to you, and I put it down for 5 minutes and I got killed, you know, because they're playing against another opponent. I got killed, you know, to profess my love. And now you're telling me you don't want me anymore? So not only is he losing his spouse, his wife, his girlfriend, but he's losing his video game. He's dying. On the video game, he's dead. You know, he has no more energy eaters. You know, they buy the energy to keep him alive. He has no more energy eaters. So what does he do? I have to resort to violence now. In this guy's mind, he's like, I have to resort to violence. And listen, sometimes it doesn't even result in, I'm just going to kill her because I know what she's doing. I know she's seeing this other guy. It's not only her at stake. If you have children in the home, the guy may flip out and say, guess what? I gotta kill everybody because I don't need any witnesses to what I'm about to do. You know, it only takes 1 second for a person, someone just wants to call in, but hold on, caller. It takes 1 second for someone to actually lose their mind and say, you know, guess what? I lost my mind. I went crazy. Caller, if you want to call in now. But it takes that 1 second to make up that situation. Hey, come on, caller. I want to ask you this question. Caller is joining us in. Hang on, guys. Looks like we lost our caller. Caller, maybe you want to try me back again because I really want to ask you this question because I need your input. So, you know, it becomes now, and guess what? It can become a murder-suicide because not only will they wipe everyone out, they may say, listen, I don't want to live anymore because now that I killed this person, I don't think I can live without them. So this becomes really crazy. Now everyone's dead, or you got the wife or female dead, you got the kids dead. And it's really crazy because at the end of the day, people are saying, you know, I'm out of this relationship because sometimes, and women, I'm a female, so I can attest to this. Sometimes you have a friend and it's just a friend, and that friend in their mind can say, I'm in a relationship with you. you have no idea that you were even put into this relationship. So this innocent situation, very innocent, becomes deadly. So you're thinking that, okay, he's just my friend, meaning you have a husband at home. So he's a friend that becomes now your friend. And now you're saying to yourself, I know we're just friends. I never said we're together. And guess what happens? He gets emotionally entrusted in that comfort zone with you. And now it's a deadly situation. He becomes abusive. He starts degrading you. He starts treating you like crap. He starts telling you, I don't want to be with you anymore. And you were never even with him. So, you know, people try to think that it's a two-way street, you know, and sometimes it could be a two-way street. And then sometimes it's a one-way street. Hey, caller, let's ask you this question. How are you today?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah, good, good. Glad we got you on. So do you think having a married woman having a friend that becomes her friend is acceptable?
A friend, like...
You know, like a side pal. Extra piece of meat around.
Like a friend with benefits?
Well, sometimes it doesn't come with benefits. Oh, I mean, it does have its benefits, such as, you know, he's not paying
honestly,
bills, but it's my comfort zone.
Honestly, no. I mean, you married, you're supposed to be committed to one person. I mean, unless the husband is okay with that. I mean, I don't know. But me personally, no. I'm not with that. That's weird to me. It's just a simple fact that you gotta have respect and you gotta have certain boundaries. Like, I don't even like if my girlfriend has a male friend. Like, I don't mind if you have male friends, but it's to a certain extent, you know, so you gotta like set boundary lines when it comes to, like, male friends and female friends or something, like certain things like that. But having a friend, no, that's a big no-no on my end. That's how a lot of people end up single, divorced, lonely, you know, miserable, depressed, you know, and dealing with like anxiety. It's too much that comes with that. Like, a lot of people can't handle that type of baggage. So I feel as though if you're that mature enough, you and your husband can come to an agreement and he's okay with you having a man friend and he's your friend, then hey, by all means, whatever floats your boat. But me personally, no, I don't think that's a good thing to do, man. I'd just rather just stick to one person and just build a family and a foundation with that one woman. If she's not on that same page, and I'm gonna have to cut her loose.
Do you think you would get like violent if you found out your other half had a friend?
I got a crazy history, but no, nowadays, no, I'm not young and mature no more. I mean, if I was how I used to be, yeah, I'd definitely get in my bag, but no, I'm not like that no more. I wouldn't definitely like get to the point where I gotta put my hands on her or on him. Like, that's her decision. Like, we already had this conversation and you still went behind my back and, you know, did what you did with this guy, then yeah, we're gonna have a disagreement. We're gonna have like probably like a little argument, but I'm not gonna put my hands on you to where it's gonna be violent, domestic abuse, none of that. I'm not doing that. So I'm gonna just leave. That's the best thing to do, is just leave that situation alone, because all you're gonna do is stress yourself out, because she's never gonna stop and you're not gonna ever trust her again. So you might as well just go ahead and pack your bags and head home.
Well, thank you so much for your input. I value it truly, and I know my listeners do as well. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, have a good one.
You too.
Okay, bye. Wow, so he has a crazy past. Can you imagine that? You know, having a friend with a guy with a crazy past, and you don't know what might make him tick. He's like a walking time bomb. Anytime you could explode, like, I've reached my breaking point, and he might go back to that, I'm killing everybody, you know? So we don't know what's in someone's mind, you know? And, you know, this caller sounded like he was, you know, pretty laid back as well, but nothing like Mr. B. Mr. B was like, listen, if we have that conversation and she wants to crack those legs, I'm going for it. I'm going to make her feel good. I'm going to cool her off and I'm going to send her back home to you, gift wrap with nice clean soap. You know, Mr. B sounded like that type of guy. He evaded a lot of being the side guy, but it kind of seems like to me, Mr. B kind of enjoys being the side guy. Because the average man, let's say this, would say, woman, are you crazy? I'm not playing second ball in your court. Mind you, you know, it's kind of like deja vu, because at one time, you know, it's a song. I don't know if it's by Al Green. I'm not sure. But it's a man's world, you know, that song. It's a man's world. And we women, we're peons, and we just live in their little circle. We live in their bubble. This is how the olden, golden days were. Us women, we were peons. So now it's more so married women are taking a stand and saying, guess what? It's no longer a man's world. It's a woman's world. And we're taking over. And we're going to do whatever it is that we want to do as married women. We're not even going to wait until we're single. We're going to do it while we're married because we have courage. We stand up for ourselves. And it's called equal opportunity today. Because in the olden golden days, there was no equal opportunity. You were a woman and you played your position. If Papa made 30 babies, guess what? You accepted it. And guess what? You kept your mouth closed. Nowadays, women are like, what? You had a baby on me? I'm killing everybody. You know? That type of situation. And guys, listen, it's a rough world for men today. I feel bad for you guys. Honestly, I feel bad for you guys because us women, we're smart, you know, and that's why the olden but golden days, it was such an open perimeter. Like you guys had the whole baseball field. You had the bats, you had the baseballs, you had the gear, you had the club, you had everything. You had the catcher's mitt. You had the world in your hands. And now the tables have turned for us women to take a stand and say, this is what we're going to do. We're not only independent, but we're walking around with mattresses on our back because we're ready and willing at any given time that Mr. B comes around and says he wants to cool our pipes off. So guys, what a great show today. I'd like to thank you all for joining in. A little over 10 million listeners today, by the way, guys. I love it. I love it. I love it. Can't wait for you guys to come back on next week. Listen, it's the month of December. We have a lot of great things going on, and we still have that ring that we're going to give away and videotape. I love being on this show. Thank you, LA Talk Radio, for having me. A special shout out to my husband. I love you, dear. Same bad time, same bad place. See you guys next week. Have a good night. Bye now.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.